Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Welcome to Point of View. My name is Phemelo Mutine. Welcome to it and thank you so much for being with us. It's our Wednesday edition of Point of View. And Thabiso Ntobazana is going to be with us on a Wednesday just after 9 o'clock because, of course, that's when we get to take all your legal questions. You can send in those questions right now. In fact, the earlier the better. Some of your questions are quite complex. She needs to go through them beforehand. So it's always good if you can give her a bit of time and a bit more detail when you have those legal questions. And then, of course, she'll be able to respond to that just after 9 o'clock. Lots coming up on the show. You may be aware that yesterday we spoke to Al Jamar's leader. And we had a conversation about a press conference that was given by Action SA earlier on in the week, where they were telling us about their discussions that were taking place with the ANC and telling us what it is that they have agreed on. They were telling us that they agreed on joining this government of provincial unity, and while they do that, they had some conditions, some of which were about the electricity surcharge. We're going to talk about that a bit more later on, and then another one being the removal of the mayor, who's obviously Thapelo Komanda, who's from Al Jamar. So Al Jamar's leader yesterday, who's actually a deputy minister as well, came on yesterday to clarify a few things, say no, Herman Mashaba's Action SA, stepped out of line, there is no such thing, Komanda is not going anywhere, and it, so it went. We were scheduled to speak to the ANC today, and then they sent us a text literally before we came on air saying they cannot have this interview right now because they are literally in the middle of those discussions as we speak. So lots of moving parts. Al Jamar's leader was keen to speak to us again, Hanif Hendricks, but we just thought let's give everybody a balanced sort of airtime. We can't be speaking to one party over the other more than the other. I think it's important for us to have a more balanced approach. So we're still going to be waiting for the ANC. If and when they're ready, we'll have a conversation with them. My sense, though, is that by Friday, there will be an official press conference that's going to clarify all that is happening. In the meantime, there is a call for a protest on Saturday at the city centre by various NPOs, and they're saying no, it's also time for the mayor of Johannesburg to step down. So to get more clarity on all of that, and you know, your assessment on all of that that is happening, I really am keen to hear from you. What do you think of all of this? What do you think is the way forward? Do you think we should be losing the mayor? Do you think we should, we should be excusing the mayor? Do you think we should keep the mayor? What's your take on it? It's your city. This is your mayor. What do you think of it? Professor Mazuma Jola is a leadership and governance expert at the Wits Business School on the line with us. Prof, thanks for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening. Good evening. Thank you so much. Good evening to everyone.
Prof, your take on what's happening? We seem to be having quite a leadership deficit in the city of Johannesburg, or is it just us overreacting?
No. Definitely, there is a crisis. There is a problem in Gauteng, or rather in city of Johannesburg, as far as leadership is concerned. Remember that Komanda actually was a compromise candidate when EFF and ANC couldn't find each other, and there is no one who wanted to support a candidate from either party. So they then decided and agreed that at least let's find a mayor from one of the smaller parties, you know, and then that is when they went for the Al Jamar. You remember that this is the second Al Jamar mayor now. The first one also couldn't deliver, and then he was replaced by Komanda, and Komanda has been really struggling as well. So you can see that it's one of those things when we are just given a title or a position, but we are not up to it. And I always say to leaders, obviously, I know politics is about power, it's about position, but I always say to leaders, I wonder why someone would really accept a position when he or she realizes that it's bigger than him. But in politics, you won't find that. Politics, anyone you're given a leadership position will grab it. So ANC now has been aided and abetted by Action SA. You know, remember before that Action SA used to say that we'll never, ever, ever work with ANC. And we used to tell Mashaba that in politics, you never, ever, ever use those words. In politics, you'll never say you'll never work with someone because there are no permanent enemies, there are no permanent friends in politics. So now they've got this about 10, and now they want to help or work with, or assist, not work with, obviously, because it's a matter of saying, let's assist you, let's remove Gwamanda, but also assist us to get the speaker in Tswane. So if we can get the speaker position in Tswane, then we'll assist you.
You know what, Prof? I have a very different view on this never thing. And I know, I mean, somebody earlier on today, not today, this week, in fact, went at me saying, no, you know, I didn't give Action SA a tough enough time asking them about why they're doing a turnaround and about turn on what they said before. And, you know, I'm quite au fait with politics. I've spoken to many of these political parties. I've had enough time to watch them. They are certainly not the only people who have said something and then turned around and did the opposite. The DA did exactly the same. The DA did a whole moonshot pact based on not ever working with the ANC, but nobody asked them anything. You know, so this for me is not a thing because that's what everybody does. Yes, I think that Herman Mashaba is a little naive and is relatively newish to politics rather than the others, but this is not new. That's what everybody in politics does. They say the one thing today and then tomorrow it's a different story.
Pamela, you are absolutely correct, my sister. That's why generally politics is about that. There are no permanent friends, yeah. There are no permanent enemies.
Yeah.
You don't know what tomorrow holds. You don't know what will happen tomorrow. Yeah. That is why whatever you say, whatever you do, you've got to remember that you don't know what tomorrow is. And you're correct. I mean, you're very correct that even DA, we never thought that DA will ever work with ANC, but now they are in GNU together. So this is what happens to Action SA as well. You say, look, it's good to change. It's good to be innovative. It's good to change your stance or your style because I mean it's like what you do to me, it's what you do. I mean what I'll get. So it's what am I getting from this deal? That is why
Absolutely.
They said if we can deliver or if you can assist us to get the speaker or the joint speaker, then so it's not going to be joint speaker alone. So it's that with joint speaker, but also they'll move to
Tswane well.
To get
Tswane
back.
And
yeah.
I think Ikurulene as well.
Yeah.
So of course,
yes, absolutely.
Of course, I mean, anybody who wants to challenge me and want to tell me about a political party that is stuck to its guns on a particular thing, I mean, please, they must try another one because it never happens. Politicians say one thing today and tomorrow they change their mind, they come up with a story and everybody accepts it. So this is not new at all. In the likelihood that things are going to change, which I think are going to change, whether people like it or not. What's the best formation? And you're already seeing here that Banyaza Lusufi seems to be taking a new turn as opposed to what the national GNU sort of temperament is. He seems to be sort of doing what he wants to do in the province. Just your sense of how he's going to put this cabinet together again, because he said it's his prerogative. He can change it anytime.
Yeah, so we know that definitely this time around, it will be the ANC, or that the mayor will be coming from ANC, because as you're saying that the previous one, they compromised, they said, okay, let's give it to smaller parties. But now ANC They want to reclaim it. They want to reclaim power in that position. So the mayor from ANC, and then that mayor will then appoint his, and I'm saying his because in Johannesburg it's quite likely that it will be him. Mm-hmm. So maybe he will appoint his MMCs, who will then be in his executive.
Do you think, and that's the reason I was bringing up Panyaza Lusufi, do you think, obviously, I believe that the discussions are at a provincial level, so yes, we will have movement that is quite clear and what people are talking about at the Joburg level, but I think it's going to trickle to Ekurhuleni, as you said, as well as in Tshwane. But at the provincial cabinet level, he's left a lot of room for himself to wiggle. A lot of those seats are by the ANC members. When I asked him the last time, you know, where would he place new members, he said, well, he's got lots of room and he can change a cabinet as and when he feels like it. Do you think some of what they're discussing may also impact on the provincial cabinet?
Yeah, so the Action SA has made it clear that they don't want to be to participate in the executive level, but they want to participate at a political level, which is legislature. So I don't think at a provincial level they can make room for Action SA unless if really DA whatever they would like to come back and say, look, we do want to join now the government of provincial unity. The only problem with the provincial one is that it's set at 13 positions. You can't move beyond that. So 13 positions include speaker, deputy speaker, premier. Those are three ones. Then 10 MECs. You know, that is why even currently you've got three MECs from ANC, and then the got seven MECs from ANC, and then the three from other parties, IFP, Rise, Zanzi, and PA. So if really he would make room out of that, it's not like at a national level. At a national level, the president could, really use whatever number he wants. That is why you've got these 32 ministers at national level and 43 deputy ministers.
Yeah,
but at provincial, he doesn't have that leeway of moving around. He would have to release one or two of his or from his own party, and then so that he can get any other party that he may want to include.
That's exactly the impression I got. I didn't think that anyway. You're absolutely right. He cannot add on to that cabinet under unlike national. What can happen is that he can at least remove some of his own cabinet ANC members and maybe shuffle them somewhere else. But the most important thing here, I'm not sure. I don't think it's about Action SA coming into the province. I think it's part of the wheeling and dealing. He's got room for him to wiggle around whatever it is and whoever he needs to appease to calm the waters of whoever he's going to be destabilizing at a municipal level.
Yeah, I mean, even at provincial level, because you remember that most of the positions, he combined them. You've got treasurer and economic development, which you could release one of those to someone else. You've got the NEC of education and sport, culture and arts. So that's one. Those are two big positions. So he could also remove one portfolio and give to others. You remember that he also took the committee safe
into
premier's office.
Yep.
Yeah. So that also is a huge portfolio itself. So he can play around really if there's any other party that wants to join the province, executive at that level. But at a municipality or metro level, starting with Johannesburg, definitely we know that they're really moving to have the ANC mayor to take over the or Johannesburg region, who's currently the MMC for finance, who will take over the as a mayor. But Action SA, they've said, but again, as we are saying even tonight, what politicians say, you don't know what tomorrow they'll say.
Absolutely.
And at the moment they say, no, look for us. We don't want to participate at the executive level. We don't want anything. We don't want any position. Just we want to participate at the legislature level. But you'll never, you'll be surprised tomorrow you hear that there are some MMC from Action SA, or maybe even at provincial level, we are getting some reshuffle. There's an MEC who's coming from Action SA. So we never know what tomorrow holds in politics. Anything is possible.
So just on a quick one, what do you think then this, all of this means for the DA in the province as well as in the metros in Gauteng?
You know, this is very challenging because I think when they created the government of national unity, they were hoping that that would cascade down to provinces, but also to metros or to municipalities. However, there isn't any in the statement of intent. There isn't anything that binds them to do that, really. There's nothing that says about that. But the understanding would have been, okay, we're working together at national level. Also, let's do the same at provincial level. That is why in KZN, they did it quite well, that they appointed the premier coming from IFP. And then he created this government of provincial unity, ANC included, included DA and NFP. But when it comes to Gauteng, obviously we all know that it was quite challenging and difficult for DA and ANC to find each other in as far as positions. How many should you are you going to give us? How many are you going to get? Until DA opted out.
All right. Thank you so much for that. Thank you very much, Professor Mazwe Majola, who is from the Wits Business School, just giving us a sense of what's going on in the city of Johannesburg. Of course, directed very much by what's happening in the province. Lots of moving parts. Action SA telling us that they're coming into the government of provincial unity and they'll be coming into the city. Action SA has been telling us a lot of things, that part of their conditions are that we remove surcharge. We're going to speak about that right now. City Power must remove all of that. That's one of their conditions. The second one is that the mayor also goes. We haven't heard officially what the ANC has to say. Al Jamar, who obviously are running the city at the moment under Gwamanda, have said absolutely not. You know, they feel quite confident. They feel everything is fine. None of that is going to happen. But obviously, we'll wait and see. So when we come back, we'll be speaking to City Power. They're going to clarify for us whether that surcharge is going or not.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.